everyone, and welcome to another exciting season of Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's weekly podcast. Thanks for joining us. I hope you had a great summer. My name is Megan Whalen, and as usual, I'm joined by my co-host every week, Jeff Green.
Hey, Megan, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. We have a grand show to kick off our second season. This week on our show, strike averted. Students slip back into the routine of classes and projects, but it could have been a different story. We'll tell you why.
Rockstars, a team of researchers, will show off some of this province's most spectacular geological formations this weekend on The Nature of Things.
And Biking Around, a new program is set to launch next week aimed at preserving the environment. We'll tell you about BikeShare.
Plus, as usual, there are lots of things happening on our campuses over the next 7 days. We'll give you all the details in our Week Ahead segment. First, though, here's this week's top story. There were some anxious moments earlier this month as another school year got underway here at Memorial. Thousands of students had just returned when it looked as though a labor dispute would slam the brakes on the semester. Students were already back on the St. John's campus purchasing books, moving into apartments and residences, and getting ready to bunker down for the year. A strike by the faculty union was very possible. But on September 5th, the university and the union reached a tentative agreement on a new collective agreement. The deal is now subject to ratification by the university's Board of Regents and the members of the faculty union. An information meeting for the union is set for September 27th. Members will vote on October the 2nd.
A team of researchers from Memorial will be front and center this weekend as viewers from across the country tune in to a venerable program on the CBC. The Nature of Things with David Suzuki will feature an episode devoted to the geology of the Canadian Shield. It's all part of a five-part series called The Geologic Journey, which debuted earlier this month. This weekend, all eyes will be on the work of Memorial researchers. Geologists Dr. Derek Wilton and Paul Sylvester, as well as undergrad student Angie Paveley and Memorial alumnus Lawrence Winter, who now works with Altius Resources, are featured on the show. In the segment, Dr. Wilton, who works in the Department of Earth Sciences, and his colleagues take an expedition in search of the oldest rock formations in the world. They travel deep into the remote Labrador territory of the Torngat Mountains. Dr. Wilton says the program highlights some of this province's most fascinating geology, as well as the exciting research being done right here at Memorial.
One thing that geology is a very interesting subject, and we're doing some really good science here at Memorial University, top-notch, first rate. Also that we have one of the most wonderful places on the planet in our province, in the Torngat National Park in Northern Labrador, which a lot of people don't really know. It's the newest national park in Canada. We were some of the first visitors actually in the national park since it was proclaimed. And so I'd like to come away with the idea that geology is great. There's lots of great geology in Newfoundland and Labrador, and also that the Torngats are just a spectacular area to work and visit.
Dr. Wilton says viewers will be taken out into the field in Labrador and into the labs here at Memorial.
They'll see a complete story, actually, which is kind of nice. They'll see us starting off an expedition from Maine on a boat, and we'll sail up to the Torngat Mountains, and we'll climb around the Torngat Mountains and pontificate about rocks and things like this, and we'll get on the boat and go back. And then they'll see us actually in the Inco Center at Memorial University doing some analysis on the rocks. So it's a complete story of an expedition, collecting the material, and bringing it back and analyzing it.
The Nature of Things airs this Sunday, September the 23rd, on CBC's main network. Check local listings for times.
With the provincial election less than 3 weeks away, the Political Science Department at Memorial St. John's campus is hosting a weekly discussion group. The aim is to foster debate and dialogue about the parties, candidates, and issues surrounding the upcoming trip to the ballot box. Student journalist Jillian Terry attended this week's meeting and spoke with moderator Dr. Alex Marland about the importance of offering such a forum to the university community.
On Wednesday afternoon, both faculty and students alike gathered for a political free-for-all as opinions and thoughts were shared around the topic of next month's provincial election. While many participants shared the view that Premier Danny Williams will undoubtedly return to office for a second term, others questioned the role of the media in attempting to liven up election coverage, and debated over the importance of the recent spending scandal in affecting the outcome of the vote. Such discussion can be heard weekly as part of the election discussion group created by the Political Science Department as an outlet for students, faculty, and staff to get their opinions about the election heard by others. Dr. Alex Marland, political science professor and moderator for the group, says that the group was created as an opportunity for a conversation between interested individuals about all areas of the election campaign.
Absolutely, because you need to have a thriving department and an opportunity for people to exchange ideas. And a key thing here is we knew when the election was being called. So in the past, we didn't know when it was being called. It wouldn't have been possible to set it up. And so because we knew that it was going to be called and when it was possible to start advertising this. And so I think it's a great opportunity for people to sit down, talk about it, and the other thing is to bring faculty members together with students in sort of an informal manner.
While this week's meeting saw almost all participants coming from a political science background, Dr. Marland expressed his interest in learning what faculty and students from other departments had to say about the campaigns and media coverage surrounding the election.
I think most non-political science students are going to walk away from this. They're not going to come, to be honest with you. I'd be really interested if some did, because I would love to hear views from people who are not studying political science.
The relaxed and informal atmosphere of the discussion group makes it seem more like a casual chat with friends over coffee than a foray into learning more about politics, which is exactly why Dr. Marlin says students can benefit from being part of the forum.
Number one, that they think that what they have to say matters. A lot of time and you can get lost in the university system, and so maybe you don't get a chance to talk, particularly the first and second year level, less so in third and fourth year. And also just that they're learning, that there's different points of view. Just because you feel one way doesn't mean that somebody else feels the exact same way. And so ultimately you're going to be able to get a better sense of what the election's about and different points of view that you can build on, you know, throughout your life, really.
The Newfoundland and Labrador Election Discussion Group continues weekly, each Wednesday afternoon, from 1 to 1:50 in the Science Building, room 2036, until the election. For Studio 1024, I'm Jillian Terry.
Well, hundreds of students on the hunt for a job or some career direction will get lots of help next month at the 8th Annual Career and Graduate School Fair. More than 150 exhibitors from across the country will be on the St. John's campus to speak with students. The event is hosted this year by Career Development and Experiential Learning. Employers, organizations, government agencies, and not-for-profit groups from all over the country will be in town for the event, as will more than 30 graduate schools. It's geared towards current students and recent alumni who want to make connections. This year's fair is the biggest it's ever been. The fair is a great place for students to connect with potential employers and to learn more about what jobs are in high demand across North America. This year's fair is set for Monday, October 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Fieldhouse. Admission is free. Students and alumni are reminded they'll be required to show their student ID card at the door. And to learn more about the fair, pick up the latest issue of the Gazette.
The Fry Family Foundation announced new entrance scholarships for the Marine Institute recently. Valued at $100,000 over 5 years, the scholarships will benefit Bachelor of Technology, Bachelor of Maritime Studies, and Diploma of Technology students from this province who demonstrate leadership abilities, academic success, and ambition. Glenn Blackwood is the executive director of the Marine Institute. He said he's very pleased with the new scholarships. He said the Fry Family Foundation continues to be a leader, supporting both scholarships and student leadership at the Marine Institute and in the province. The first scholarships will be awarded to 10 diploma students and 2 degree students at the Institute's autumn presentation of scholarships and awards on November 21st.
And finally this week, green-minded students and staff looking to do their part for the environment will have a chance to learn more next week. That's when a new program will be rolled out, literally, on the St. John's campus. BikeShare will promote the use of pedal bikes instead of motorized vehicles. The program is being coordinated by MUN Project Green in partnership with the Sierra Club, Atlantic Canada chapter. The concept is simple. Participants can borrow a bike donated by the greater community to use for as little as a week or as long as a semester. Membership is only $15, part of which is returned at the end of the semester. Participants can also volunteer 3 hours with Project Green instead of paying the fee. The launch takes place Monday, September the 24th in the University Center. Organizers of BikeShare will update a website to show how many bikes are available and when. They're also still looking for donations of well-maintained bikes. To learn more about the program and how to donate, visit mun.ca/projectgreen. And as everyone settles into the new year, there are lots of events happening on our campuses in the week ahead.
On Sunday, September 23rd, T.A. Loeffler will give her first public presentation since returning from Mount Everest. She'll have images and stories from the world's highest mountain in her presentation, My Everest, More Than a Mountain. The event gets underway at 7 o'clock in room 2001, INCO Innovation Center.
The Grenfell Speaker Series will continue this fall, beginning with a talk by Barbara Hunt of Grenfell's Visual Arts Program. She will give a presentation entitled Who Knit You? Textile Art About the Fragile Body in Death and War. The presentation will take place on Monday, September the 24th at 12:30 p.m. in room 223 of the Fine Arts Building, and all are welcome.
ACE Memorial will celebrate the grand opening of Launchpad on Wednesday, September 25th. Launchpad is the only student-run incubation center for students in Canada. To celebrate the grand opening and to find new clients, they're holding an open house and barbecue at noon on Wednesday. This also marks the kickoff of their campus-wide innovation challenge, a competition looking for the best student business idea on campus. To find out more about the competition and attend the open house, stop into the Launchpad office. The entrance is off of the courtyard between the library and Inco Building.
On Tuesday, September the 25th, there will be a blood donor clinic in the upper level of the Araguju Hall. The clinic runs from 12 to 3 and again from 5 to 7:30. One donation will save up to 3 lives within 5 days. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can call 1-888-2-DONATE to book an appointment. Identification with full name and signature or a photograph is required.
As Jillian mentioned earlier, the Department of Political Science will continue their informal afternoon meetings to discuss thoughts on the 2007 general election in Newfoundland. Faculty, staff, and students are welcome to attend. This event takes place at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, September 26th in room 2036 of the Science Building.
Also on Wednesday, September the 26th, the Student Volunteer Bureau will host their annual Fall Volunteer Fair from 11 to 2 on the third floor of the University Center. The fair will provide students with information from more than 20 organizations.
Dr. David Merman of Cornell University will be presenting a public lecture on Thursday evening, Spooky Actions at a Distance. This lecture is about Einstein and quantum physics. It's open to the public and requires no previous background in physics. The event starts at 7:30 in the Inco Innovation Center, room 2001. And you know, it's easy to get your events into our listings. All you have to do is post them to the calendar at today.mun.ca.
And that just about sums up the week it has been here at Memorial.
And just before we wrap up, we want to thank the great folks here at 93.5 FM CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for the use of their studios each week.
Be sure to tune in to their great programming. You can listen to them online at www.mun.ca/CHMR.
Thanks as well to news contributor Jillian Terry.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications. We're located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building.
David Sorensen is our producer and Ivan Muzechka is our executive producer.
Got something to say about this week's show? Maybe you have a story idea. Either way, be sure to get in touch with feedback. Our address is marcom@mun.ca.
And if you've missed a show or want to check us out again later, be sure to surf on over to our website. Log on to mun.ca and scroll down to the bottom of the page. There, you'll find a link to Studio 1024. All of our shows are archived on the web.
Well, that's it for another edition of our show. From all of us here at Studio 1024, have a great week, everyone. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Be sure to tune in again next week.